What's up, everybody? We are back live. I know you guys love days like this when the Shred Show comes to you live multiple times a day because I get to bring so many great guests. I'm hanging out here at the headquarters of Equity Prime, and I'm really excited to have Steve Carpetello with me. And Steve, we were just having a conversation. Number one, it's cool to hang out with such a great, great culture here at Equity Prime. And there's some great speakers, and it's your guys' annual exchange. Great things going on. But you and I were having this conversation. You've been in this business a long time, and you really understand the power of relationships and really the power of it's not just transactional. Loan officers are a commodity. People have to stop thinking as a commodity and start thinking more as again, relationship-based, and you and I were talking about that. So kind of share your thoughts. Again, the majority of your business comes from long-term relationships.
Yeah, almost 100% of our business. I mean, short of someone just finding us online, which does happen time to time, it's 100% word-of-mouth referral for the most part. We kind of take the approach that, you know, in someone's lifetime, you know, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have accountants, we have financial advisors, but when it comes to a mortgage, literally the largest financial transaction of someone's life, who do you turn to? And so when I got into this industry about 17 years ago, I really tried to, you know, turn myself into what I call a mortgage professional, a true mortgage professional who's advising people, guiding them, owning the fiduciary responsibility, and really helping someone along. Because in our entire educational careers, we're taught, you know, we're not really taught much about any of this stuff. You know, so it's really needed, probably more so now than ever. You know, growing population, more, you know, we're in a housing crisis. We're probably on the verge of a housing boom, I would imagine, at some point. And, we really need that education out there. It's really important to grow this side of the business.
And I would assume all your clients, all your consumers that you work with, they're grateful for when you spend a little more time, you take the time to educate them, to actually share your knowledge. Because again, this is your craft. This is your career. This isn't just a job for you. This is really important to you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a performance aspect to what we do. And there's several loan programs out there that people can qualify for. And to really take the time to put the numbers together and show the math in a way that isn't overwhelming. Like, you don't want to come off kind of like, hey, you know, overwhelming someone with too much information. Really taking the time and breaking it down for them in a way where they can actually understand it. And it's just, I tell people every day on the phone, it's just someone taking the time to do that. That's the key.
No, you know, it's really funny that you even mentioned that because people actually know that you care at that point. Brittany Hodak is here, who everybody knows. I'm a huge fan of Brittany. Yeah. And she talks about this idea of people don't, they don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah, 100%. When she had mentioned that just now, I mean, I feel like I'm almost listening to myself when I'm talking to to my team. Like, I literally texted Eddie during her presentation, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is literally what I say almost word for word. And that's exactly right. They need to know you care first. It's not about the transaction. It's not about closing the business. And like I was just telling you, some of my best referral sources are the people that I couldn't help at all, but I gave advice and guidance to. You know, so there's some of your best, you know, the people that most people are going to hang up the phone on because they don't qualify, and giving them guidance. And, you know, I've literally worked with, some homeowners for up to 2 years before getting them in a house. And they're so grateful and thankful, and they're dedicated for life.
See, and I love the idea of guidance. It's not just like, hey, I'm not just going to give you some advice. You know, it's more than that. It really goes deeper than that.
Yeah. I mean, like, you go to a traditional bank, and not to knock banks on anything, you know, their main function is as a depository, but like the people behind the counter, when you go to apply for a loan there, you know, if you don't qualify, it's just a hard no,
right?
You're done. You know, there's nothing we can do. Whereas, you know, we're showing people how to establish credit, how to manage their credit, the algorithm of a credit score and how it actually works, and how to monitor that, how to capitalize on it, so on and so forth. So yeah, it's a lot of education. I really kind of consider myself the teacher, to be honest.
Well, and that's just it. We need more guys like you, more guys and gals. We need people who are willing to educate themselves, who are willing to go with that extra mile to actually understand it so they can add value to those consumers. Because again, too many of us have been taught when we get into this industry, it's like, oh, well, you know what? Here's the best rate. Here's the best program. It is what it is. That's it.
And that's it. The number one question the consumer knows to ask is, what's the rate and fees?
Yep.
And I challenge that with, what services do I provide? What am I going to do for you above and beyond the rates? Because again, you know, not to say that, you know, some days we're the best rate, some days we're not. The market's going to dictate that sometimes. But, you know, sometimes you're going to pay a little bit more for what you're going to get, right? I mean, sure. Like, you know, I ask them, do you buy your jeans at the Salvation Army, or are you wearing designer jeans? You know, like, you paid a little bit more for that. Well, you know, sometimes you got to pay a little bit more for time. You know, Everyone else charges for time, accountants, lawyers, doctors, everybody else, right? So, you know, if they see the value in that, we end up working together. But then there are some people who are very transactional. It's just about the rate. And, you know, we part ways kindly and say, yeah, we're probably not for each other. I get it. You know, you're trying to get the cheapest rate, but that's not always, sometimes you get what you pay for. In this case, it's kind of, it's weird, right? Because it's like, it's my monthly mortgage payment. It's going to be 10 bucks lower a month or 20 bucks lower a month. But getting to the closing table, getting the advice and guidance, you know, how much money have I saved people by giving them proper guidance on exactly how much money to put down versus not? Yep. How many times I've had people come back to me, oh, they put down too much money. I need a home equity line of credit after the fact. Oh, now you're borrowing the cash that you tied up in your home, and now you have an interest rate tied to it. So
100%.
Yeah, there's a lot of financial mistakes that can be made if you don't know what you're doing and if you're not getting advised by the right people.
Well, it goes to the whole doctor. I talk about this as a doctor example. You're not going to go to the cheapest doctor. You're not going to go down to Mexico, Tijuana to have a life-altering surgery. You're going to go to the you don't care what it costs.
You're literally taking the words out of my mouth. Like every day, the things I say to people, like you're going to shop for the cheapest doctor when you got to go get heart surgery. I mean, this is it's a major life decision. And, you know, again, it's not transactional in the sense that you look at the lifetime of somebody. You know, most people, if they're buying a house when they're younger, they're most likely to get married. They need more space.
Of course.
People get relocated for job opportunities. Some people are doing very well, want to buy second homes or invest in real estate. And then ultimately, you're most likely looking at downsize at some point. I mean, it only makes sense for anyone in our shoes to want to position themselves for the lifetime of a client.
Brilliant. On that, like that is where you might, we could mic drop right now. I mean, Steve can walk out because that's what our industry needs. It needs more education, more teachers. Like you consider yourself a teacher. And yes, that's how I really consider. And I see LOs need or originators. That's the problem. I call them loan officers, loan originators. We can't be that anymore. We have to be advisors. We have to be teachers now.
We have to, you know, again, especially more so now than ever. Yeah. I think just the next generation, the millennials, especially just need more of that handholding and guidance. You know, computers, there's a lot of technology in the industry and it's great. And it does help automate some of the processes of even doing the analytics and providing, but you still need someone to listen, understand the needs, and also offer some their two cents and give some guidance. You know, like yep. I've probably looked at 30,000 applications in my life. I've seen a lot. I can offer a lot of guidance as a result of that to really help. Hey, that's a great idea what you have. Did you ever think about this? And at least challenge someone's thought process. And whether they do it or not, doesn't matter. If I help them make an informed financial decision, I did my job.
There you go. Guys, if you watched this, if you're listening to it, you absolutely have to be. Again, this is your career. You're creating lifetime value for your consumer. Like Steve's talking about here, be a teacher, be a guide, be more than just a loan officer. Because if you do, again, your client's going to come back to you time and time again. So Steve, thanks so much for taking a few minutes today. Really yeah. appreciate it.
Same to you, man. Looking forward to your next podcast.
I say coming up next, always something fun, guys. So we appreciate Equity Prime. We appreciate Steve letting us hang out with them. So we're going to get back into the Brittany Hodak session because there's a lot going on there. But as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you show up, you hustle, you repeat every day. See you guys.
See ya.